Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to 15 Good Minutes. How you guys doing? JR, what's up, buddy?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just enjoying this first part of the summer. A little bit wet, but you know, it's going to get hotter.
You can count on JR. I don't know if you noticed this, Freddie, but every time I open the show and ask how you guys doing, he always goes to the weather.
Hey, man.
Every time. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got a little bit of this rain. Oh, got some humidity. It might snow next week. Every night, I ain't want to say nothing because I ain't want to temper him. I just bet myself a dollar. I won. Freddie, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man.
How's that you guys doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're going to jump right into this. Welcome back, my friend, Freddie the World Traveler. We're releasing a couple days early this week, obviously, because we finally have the NBA Finals. Oh, by the way, it only took 2 months to get here, and the next seven games will take 18 days, if it goes seven. Right, so
it's... I didn't pay that much attention to it. I really didn't.
I looked at it, and I was like, oh, man. It's... Now, I don't know the format. We'll find out. I don't know if it's 2-2-1-1-1 or 2-3-2, whatever, but... First game is on the first. Last possible game would be on the 18th. They do drag it out, but I have some people that will tell me, oh, it's the revenue. It's the money. You know, you stretch it all out. So that notwithstanding, we've got the Denver Nuggets, you know, against the Miami Heat. Before we start breaking it down a little bit, Jared, your thoughts on both teams?
My thoughts on both teams is that Denver obviously is a powerhouse. No one's been able to defend against Joker, and that's going to be the big issue for this game, I think, for this series. And the Heat, you know, people underestimate the Heat. You know, no matter what you say, they're an eighth seed that beat a lot of lower seeds.
Freddie, you look at these two teams, man. What do you see, and are you surprised by either one of them being where they are right now?
I'm more so surprised with Miami being where they are than I am Denver. Miami is as I was telling you guys last night. You know, I don't think they have a Hall of Famer on that team. I think they play well. If you look at that team and how they're constructed and everything, it's very similar to the New York Knicks of the early '90s. You know, Not really great players, but very good at what they do, and they buy into the culture. They play hard. Denver, they're a team that, you know, you look at their starters, all five can give you double digits, and not, you know, every night.
I don't think I'm surprised at all by Denver, and I'm probably not surprised by Miami now, but I was before. To your point, JR. You know, they took out the one and the two. You know, these guys coming in as a play-in team. I probably stopped being surprised by them last round. No matter what happens going forward, Miami has earned a certain amount of respect. They not here by luck. What other team could lose three games and win three games in the same series? They just fight. So let's jump to what you were mentioning, Freddie. I'm going to start with you. Like, what are your thoughts first and foremost on depth of each team for each particular roster?
I think they match up very well from a depth perspective. I think both teams are really playing at the most eight guys max every night. I think Cody Zeller, I think he might see a little bit more burn, you know, this series.
I was thinking about that. I wasn't sure.
You know, I mean, I would, but you got to throw them out there. So they may expand, you know, their big guys. But I think from a depth perspective, both teams are running probably about, you know, seven, eight guys.
JR, personnel, anything jump out at you, regarding the personnel groupings for either team?
Denver has a more consistent, you know, second or third string, if you will. You know what I'm saying? As far as
guys are coming in.
Yeah, guys that are coming in.
How much stock do you put into what they did in the regular season?
I put some stock in that because that's indicative of how they got to where they got to. You know, even to be a play-in seed, you had to get there.
What they did back then, does it matter to you? Because it does to some, but not to others. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it does, if both teams were the same teams, meaning the teams that we were going to see on the first, if these were the same two teams that played when they played throughout the course of the season. If they weren't, then no, I don't.
I put a lot of stock into how you're playing right now. And I base it on the 2019 Washington Nationals. I've gone off topic twice here already because they, like Miami, were a wild card team. You know, they had to get through, you know, Milwaukee in a one game set. Then they swept St. Louis. They beat the Dodgers to get to Houston. No one gave them a shot because they were, and at the halfway point of their season, they were sub 500. Strengths and weaknesses regarding each team that step out to you are?
I don't see Denver with too many weaknesses. You know, their strength is their size. They can get up and down the floor. Not that they're not a fast team, but they can get up and down the floor. They don't have to be fast. They're all long, you know, they're all big guys. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of their strengths. And they're playing well. They've been playing well the last, what, 3-4 months? And the only thing that I think could be a weakness is the layoff. You know what I'm saying? That's it for them. Now, as far as the Heat are concerned, their strength is Jimmy Butler, but he can't do it alone.
Freddie, give me your strengths and weaknesses.
I think the strength for Denver is their versatility on offense. They can run. They can basically run their offense through anybody. If Joker touches the ball on every play. But they have the versatility to run it through Gordon, Porter, Caldwell, Pope, Bowens, and Murray. They have that versatility. They have two weaknesses. I think the first weakness is they're an average defensive team, and then the lack of depth, right? Lack of depth. Now with Miami, I think the strength of Miami is they play hard. And they defend. I think that is a strength. I think the weakness for Miami is their lack of size in the front court and their lack of depth.
To me, I'm going to start with the weakness for Denver is I think they're extremely suspect whenever Joker sits down. I don't care who they're playing. You want to catch him? At some point, he can't go all 48. So if you can stay close, Lakers proved it. You know, these guys aren't undefeated, right? I think that's a weakness for them. I almost think that they're even, Freddie, with the others. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I think Miami's strength is an intangible. It's a belief. Mm-hmm. It's right. A belief. They're riding on belief now.
A buy-in.
Listen, I told somebody today at the time that we're taping, they asked me, am I surprised that Miami is in? And I said, yes, because of the way that game 6 ended. And I think I told you, Freddie, When they froze and let White get the tip in, I said that was their shot. They were at home, right? I really felt they would get to Boston in game 7, have a tough game, and then lose. But to blow Boston out, by all practical terms, right, at home, you know, speaks to that belief system. I think that is their number one strength is I don't think Jimmy has to be all things. The others, I think, is where it's going to come down to, though, GR. You know what I mean? You know, can you get 15 out of Duncan Robinson one time, right? Is Tyler Hero going to be worth anything if he comes back? I'm not sold on Bam. I'll say it. I don't think he shows up nearly enough, you know, and I think Jimmy is left to carry that team.
I think Bam definitely has a better matchup. He has a better matchup, you know, because he's not facing, you know, very good defenders on the interior. One other thing, I think the biggest weakness for Miami, and this is a fact, they are the lowest scoring team in the NBA.
They are, but something you said kind of aligns to that. They're a low scoring team, but they're really good defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can keep your numbers down, they're going to be right there. Mm-hmm. And they're never really out of it, are they? Nope. I think their strength is if they can get one game, and I think the first game is critical.
That's it.
They are, and I'm the same way. I want to just keep playing. The layoff for Denver has been since May the 22nd. So with that, what I'm going to do now, the last phase, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Start with UGR. Who wins and in how many games?
I think Denver wins 4-2.
Six games. Freddie?
I would say Denver 4-2, 4-1. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Stick with that for me just for a second. All right. Would you be surprised if it went seven?
Yes.
So you give them six, but seven definitely not?
Yeah.
I think I'm on board with the same thing that you guys are. I think six games. I think it's Denver's. But I've seen one seeds topple this year like never before. I really have. And anything can happen. And if anybody has a shot, if anybody has a shot at turning this thing into something unique, I think it can be the Miami Heat. But I think six. Any of you guys see the potential for a Denver sweep?
I don't think Miami would succumb to that. I think everybody's going to go full board. I don't think that. I don't think they're going to have that.
I think in order for Denver to sweep, Denver has to do something that they've never experienced, and that's play game one and game two like a game seven.
Like a game seven, especially game one.
Especially game one.
Especially game one. Tone setter.
Especially after being off for so long.
Our question of the week is kind of a two-parter. Who do you guys have winning the NBA finals, the championship, and in how many games? We'll be interested to see how many folks get it right. I believe, Fred, I will not be surprised if there is a game seven on June 18th. If it can go six, it can go seven. But what you won't see, Denver get down, you know, they're not going to get down 0-3 like Boston did. And I think that's what makes them extremely, extremely strong. So, yeah, we finally got here. Like I said, took 2 months to get here. Getting into the summer, we finally got the finals. And we have a play-in team in the finals, which I think is so cool. So before we check out, let me check with the guys and see if y'all got something to say. I'm going to start with you, GR. You got something to say today, buddy?
No, I'm good today, man. I'm
good. He's good today. Freddie, you got something to say?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I thought about GR. You saw that hesitation. That's cool. That's cool.
See him.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. I got nothing to say either. So with that, we say thanks again for hanging with 15 Good Minutes. Enjoy this last and final series. And if you're into hockey, you know, watch that. I've been watching some of these hockey playoffs and watching what Vegas and Florida did. And I like the way that he broke it down and said, you know, when you get here, it's a whole different thing. And I think the same thing can be true for the NBA. So we will see what happens. So enjoy these playoffs. Thanks for hanging with us. We will see you guys next week.
Peace again.